As evening chill descended, tens of thousands rallied in downtown Manhattan and then marched over the Brooklyn Bridge, hemmed in by metal barricades and walls of police everywhere. The crowd was so thick that many marchers were not sure of their destination. Some protesters said it wasn't the point.
I'm trying to get to a better world. That's what I'm trying to get to.
It doesn't matter where we're supposed to be. We have to take the streets.
It's everywhere. We're going everywhere.
Police arrested some demonstrators near the bridge, adding to about 200 arrests earlier. Beginning when protesters unsuccessfully attempted to delay the opening of the New York Stock Exchange. One of those arrested near the Stock Exchange, Ray Lewis, is a former Philadelphia police captain.
We all suffer because they're sending these jobs overseas. The police are also suffering. They're having their health care cut, their pensions cut.
An afternoon student strike in support of Occupy Wall Street brought throngs to Union Square to protest student debt.
I'm here today because I'm fed up like everybody else. The rich have been looting the rest of us for 30 years, and everybody knows it, and we're all sick of it.
The day of action was scheduled to mark the two-month anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which has spread to other cities in the U.S. and around the world. Protest speakers promised the movement would not be daunted, either by winter or the evictions of Occupy encampments across the country. Day of action protests were held in other U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.